WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to WVUA 90.7, the Capstone's NBA student section. I'm your host, Zachary Allred. Here with me, as always, is Trey Simpson. And we have a show for y'all today. The Hawks are on fire versus Celtics, so we're going to be talking about their hot streak and how they're on a four-game win streak. We're also going to be talking about the Rockets on their hot streak with the 10-game win streak and how they're creeping up on the Warriors. We're going to be talking about the Lakers and how they could be competing with the Rockets in the play-in. And we're also going to be talking about the Mavericks on a streak and also the Clippers struggling in the month of March. So you don't want to miss this great show. We got a lot of things planned, and let's dive straight into it. Sorry again for the technical difficulties. Me and Trey were talking before this. But anyways, let's move on to the Hawks. They just got back-to-back wins versus the top-seeded Celtics.
But I told y'all Celtics would crumble. Didn't I tell y'all last week? I told y'all they would fold under pressure, man. I was right.
Yeah. I mean, we thought the Celtics team was invincible, but I thought it was. I mean, apparently Trey didn't. Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, the Hawks got back-to-back wins versus them. The first one was 120-18. Hawks getting the dub on Monday. And then
they were down by 30, remember, at the half.
Yeah.
So that was why it was so significant. They came back from, like, 33 points or something like that.
And just the other day, 123-122, an overtime thriller, and DeJounte Murray drops 44 on their head, shoots 18 for 44. A lot of y'all, are thinking that's kind of bad efficiency, but, I mean, he dropped 44 points and they got the dub. That's all that matters. And he's the only time that has happened when someone's taken 44 shots has been Russell Westbrook back in 2016. So that hasn't happened since 2016 with Russell Westbrook. So, yeah, pretty significant game. I mean, Trey, what are your thoughts on this Hawks team, especially because I think they're down one game against the Bulls for the ninth seed. They're the 10th seed right now. So what do you think? What do you think in a possible or just overall, what do you think about this team?
Well, first of all, to comment on DeJounte Murray, shout out to you for dropping 44 points. But 44 points with 44 field goal attempts and only making 18 of them is nasty work. I'm going to need you to get in the gym, work on that efficiency. But like I said, good job, though. On the Bulls, honestly, I feel like they have potential, you know, to make the play-in.
Yeah.
But do they have the potential to stay in the playoffs long term? I don't think so.
Yeah, the Bulls are the ninth seed right now, so yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think they'll stay in the seed to make the play-in, to be honest.
You don't think so?
Yeah, they might get bounced up.
True. Because that Hawks team's creeping up on them. They're on a four-game win streak right now. We were just talking about that. I mean, I really wanted to talk to you mostly about a possible Hawks-Bulls matchup in the play-in.
Yeah, with that, I think I would have to go with it depends because LaVine's still hurt. But if LaVine's playing, him and DeRozan and Caruso, I think I would actually give it to the Bulls in a seven-game series.
The Hawks have been without Trae Young and Jalen Johnson, who's been amazing for them. 7 o'clock. So, I don't know. I mean, this is a tough matchup. I mean, because the Bulls, they have been struggling as of late, especially Vucevic. I know the whole city of Chicago is mad at him for the last game. He had, like, two rebounds or some crap like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. The Bulls got to step it up. But the Hawks, on the other hand, they're hot right now. If they can keep that fire going, I mean, DeJounte Murray, kind of controversial when it comes to, like, you know, can he lead a team?
Yeah.
Can he lead a team in the playoffs? I'm not sure.
He has too much of an ego at times.
He does.
What I mean? Like, he has his moments where he's a little cocky and arrogant about it, when at the same time he should be a little more humble and, like, you know, win first. You know what I mean? Like,
win first.
Get to the playoffs first. Yeah. Make a run. Like, okay, make it past the first round, bro. And then you might have a little bit of room to talk, maybe.
True. But, yeah, the Hawks look great. I've always really liked their team. I always thought they had some pretty talented people, but I don't know if Quinn Snyder's never really been able to get the Hawks together. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's the coaching. I don't know if it's the players. But yeah, it's just like they always seem to have a really good roster. Yeah. But they just never could get it done. Because, I mean, Trae Young.
But injuries have gotten too, though. Like, you know, they're still dealing with that right now, like you just said with Trae Young. But, you know, even more people, key players. But
and they picked up Sadiq Bey as of late. And, well, Sadiq Bey, I don't know if he was playing the other night. But, anyways, I think, yeah, I like this Hawks team. I always have. It's just, I don't know, they've just always been known to struggle. So, maybe for that reason, I would pick the Bulls since it is a one-game elimination for the play-in.
Yeah.
So, I might have to pick the Bulls as well. But, anyways, that's going to do it for that. Let's move on to the Rockets. This is probably the biggest one because I know you added this on, Trey, about the Tari Eason Instagram or IG Live.
Yeah.
Come out to play. Oh, my gosh.
Told the Warriors to come out and play. And, Draymond responded to that, too. Did you see
He's not even playing. Yeah, I know.
He was like, it's funny you should say that, and you probably won't even play. He didn't say probably. He said he won't.
I think he's injured or something. Or, I don't know. He's not even getting any minutes, basically. Yeah. So, I don't even know if Tari Eason's going to play. I don't even know. I watched the video, too. It was, like, so, like...
It was funny, though. I'm not going to lie. But you got to like the energy from him, though.
Yeah. Especially
like,
as a young guy.
You
got to
like the competitive spirit. Yeah. But I don't know. He might have because, hey, y'all know what happened when Steph hurt the trash talk in previous years, especially in, like, playoffs. So I think Steph's going to go Terminator mode on us again.
He already is, though. Versus that you know, you saw that Magic Magic game, and he like
he
kicked down that chair.
Yeah, he keeps receipts. That's what I was looking for.
He does
for,
keep
man.
Receipts, yeah. He kicked he after that, that clutch shot, he kicked the chair down and stuff. He was like, I don't know, he's on something right now, but I mean,
it's
this
Draymond,
Warriors team,
man.
They just got to get it together.
Yeah, Draymond's low-key making him mad, getting ejected in the first 4 minutes, and we're going to talk about that later, too.
Heck yeah, I'd be mad too, bro. But yeah, this Rockets team, as of late, I mean, 10-game win streak. For a Rockets team, I remember earlier on the season, I was like, this Rockets team is going to be good, but I didn't think, especially what they've produced earlier on in the season and how, I mean, they didn't look great, just to be blunt. I mean, they look sloppy, they're young, and nobody really liked watching them. But now they're starting to find their rhythm, even without Sengun. And Dylan Brooks is starting to heat up. Jalen Green has just been amazing. I think he's averaging 28 in the month of March.
Yeah.
He is balling, dude. But yeah, I mean, for this Rockets team, I would not think that they would go on a 10-game win streak.
Yeah, most of the casual fans, you know, they couldn't even tell you the whole starting five in the Rockets lineup.
Probably.
You know, we know about Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green, maybe Dylan Brooks,
maybe Amon Thompson at times.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I think their starting lineup kind of changes, you know, depending on the games and who's in and out, because they've been struggling with injuries too. So
is Sengun on that team?
Yeah, he is, but
yeah,
he's hurt.
Yeah, I'm about to say I was just about to say that's their starting center, so yeah, I know that.
That's what makes it impressive, though, because without Sengun, they're still able to have a 10-game win streak and do all this. So, yeah, the Rockets are currently on a 10-game win streak, just like we said, and they could make it 11 by beating the Jazz today. I don't know. What do you think about that Jazz-Rockets matchup tonight?
I think they're going to beat the Jazz. They've been dealing with injuries for pretty much the whole season. You know, if Kessler goes out, marketing, you know, plays, but then vice versa. You know, they kind of flip-flop like that.
I know Colin Sexton has been hooping as of late.
Yeah, and Jordan Clarkson, too. He's been doing a little
Clarkson.
Something.
I think Keontae George has been pretty good for him. I'm happy about that because I know they were kind of keen on if he's going to be kind of more of a role player, you know, like a guy coming off the bench and maybe provide a spark there, or if he was going to be a legit star, you know, they can invest in. So I'm glad because I've seen some games where he's been dropping 30 or 25 or like 20 plus.
Mm.
So I'm glad to see that for them because this Jazz team, they're young, but I could see them, who knows, in a few years they could be in the same position as the Thunder. I mean, if they play their cards right in the draft or whatever it may be. So, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you, though. I think this Rockets team should beat the Jazz tonight. But you never know. It's one game. But, yeah, they should easily be able to make it an 11 win streak. And
question.
While
we're on the Rockets topic, do you think that Dylan Brooks is going to jinx them again by
Dylan
talking
Brooks.
Smack? especially if they get a potential Lakers playoff matchup.
That's what we want to talk. Yep. I mean, a Lakers Rockets play-in matchup would be awesome because, you know, obviously it's not a seven-game series, but I think it even makes it better just being one game. All that, you know what I'm saying? All the adrenaline, all the emotions are going to be in that one game.
I mean, you know it's going to get a bunch of coverage just because of Dylan Brooks. Like, you almost have to guarantee Dylan Brooks saying a couple out
about
of left
LeBron,
field comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to poke the bear, as he would like to call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would have loved – I just want to see Dylan Brooks really back because, like, I've never seen him really have a good game against LeBron. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was one game where he was, like – I think he shot, like, good, but he shot, like, four shots, and he maybe had, like, 16 points. It's like, I don't know, he either, like, you know, chucks up a bunch of shots and then misses it, or he just curls up into a ball and kind of just, like, shoots a few. And
he does have an impact on defense, though. I will give him that. Like, even if his offensive game isn't on him at times, like, he will make up for it on defense. Like, he's a hustle player, you know?
Yeah, it's just sometimes he gets emotional like Draymond and then just throws it all away. You know, he just slaps somebody or pushes somebody and then it's just like, why do that? You know what I'm saying? They need you out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, in a possible play-in matchup, I mean, that's must-see TV, at least for me. I know
and
for
again,
you.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I would definitely expect the Lakers to win that, though, but obviously it will be on AD. I'm not even going to put it on LeBron anymore. You know, LeBron can only do so much, you know,
true,
at this age, and he honestly shouldn't have as much. We've been saying this the whole season, like, he shouldn't have as much responsibility as he does. But I will say, in the past couple weeks, the Lakers have been finding their stride.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Austin Reaves just had a game winner against the Bucks in double overtime. AD, like I said, we'll get into the AD in a second. But
yeah, they're on a five-game win streak.
Yep.
The Lakers are really – I mean, there's a lot of teams that are really starting to, like, get their groove, especially, like, teams that have kind of been early on in the season kind of shaky.
Yeah.
I know for my Mavericks, we're starting to get into a groove, which we'll get into later also. But, like, yeah, I mean, teams are starting to get ready for the playoffs, and teams that we don't even really expect, like the Hawks. I mean, I didn't expect them to beat the Celtics twice.
You hit it right on the money with that. Just about to say, it's about that time. Like, if it's, you know, if they weren't already rolling, now it's the time to get rolling because they need to get prepared to play off, for playoffs. And that's any team. I don't care if you're the 11th seed. You know, everybody's playing for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you still have a chance, if there's still games left and you can still make a run for the play-in, playoffs, whatever it may be, I mean, you got to at the end of the day. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, this Rockets team, going back to them, I really like them. I think if they keep everything together, if Brooks can keep his composure, Fred VanVleet, he's going to provide leadership. I mean, Amen Thompson, I've loved the Thompson twins all year. That's why I hated it so much that Asar got hurt for the Pistons. But, I mean, I think they're great. They're not really shooting at that high of a percentage as far as three-point percentage. But we knew coming in, like, from the draft, we knew that wasn't their strong suit.
Yeah.
But they're big wings. They can defend at a high level. They're
about to say they're, like, more of a run-and-gun type of team, you know, like a gritty-type hustle team.
Yeah. I mean, they're extremely athletic, the Thompson twins.
Yep.
So, yeah, as long as – I know Sengun, I don't know if he's going to be able to come back for the playing because they could really use him because, I mean, he would be great for him, obviously, because he's been balling. But anyways, going on, let's move on to the Lakers before we end it in the break.
Yeah, shoot, it's coming to our attention, man. AD is the first Laker since Kobe to play 52 minutes in a game since 2012.
That goes to show you how they're trusting AD to be healthy and how he's actually been durable this season.
And speaking of durability, I'm so glad you said that, Zach. He has also played 96 out of 100 games, so any type of street clothes AD allegations, he's beating them.
Mm-hmm. He is beating them. He's beating the allegations. I'm proud of him.
Yep.
Because we all know how talented AD is. We all know what he can do. It's just if he plays or not. You know
hey,
what
man,
I'm saying?
It brought a tear to my eye when I read that. I was so happy when I read that. I said, man, AD, keep it going, man.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, I would love to see this Lakers team go further than they did last year. I mean, they went pretty far, but
I mean, yeah, I'm about to say Nuggets. Conference finals, man. If they were going to lose anybody, it should have been the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the fact that they made it to the conference finals from being, what, the ninth seed in the play-in, getting in from the play-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they made it extremely far, but I guess what I should say, I should rephrase that. I mean, I want to see him compete with those big type teams like the Nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we don't want another sweep.
No.
Make it entertaining.
Yeah. Make it entertaining.
Give us six games.
Especially how limited LeBron's season or career is. No. But I mean, yeah, AD has been great for him. He's been balling.
Let's talk about Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, man, and Hachimura. Everybody on that team has stepped up since deadline has came around. First of all, deadline D'Lo. You know, shout out to D'Angelo Russell. He's definitely stepped it up. We can't really ask for anything more from him other than to keep balling out, keep doing what you're doing, stay locked in. And, hey, we know what you can do. Obviously, that's why, you know, us fans ride you so hard. But what we want you to do is keep it going for the playoffs because, you know, that's when we really need it. Like,
yeah,
regular season, when playoffs start, don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
But yeah, I'm glad AD, that everybody, yeah, stepped up. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, AD is averaging 24.7 points and then 12 rebounds, and then he's averaging 2 blocks per game. I mean, this guy, I mean, it's AD. He's putting up AD numbers. LeBron's still averaging 25 at his age, which is just, I mean, it's just LeBron stuff.
And you see AD's points have went up because and his blocks went down, but they want him to focus more on offense nowadays. You know what I mean? He has to get a heavier load.
I know he's averaging, 35 minutes a game?
Yeah.
So they're not totally maxing him out, but I know those minutes are going to go up, especially later on into when we get into playoff mode, then, yeah, his minutes are going to spike up. So hopefully he can handle that. Hopefully this roster can handle that because, yeah, their roster is talented too. I love the Lakers roster. I mean, Cam Reddish isn't back yet, is he? I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, but I remember he played a couple weeks ago. Him and Prince have been some underrated people on that team.
Mm-hmm. They really have.
I really want Jared Vanderbilt to come back for the play-in.
No, we know you do. We know you love Jared Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's my boy, man.
He is your boy, I know. You always mentioned about the pod, but yeah, Rui Hachimura's been big. I mean, like you said, Treylon D'Lo, Austin Reeves. Yeah, they just have a great roster. They added Spencer Dinwiddie as of late. He's only averaging 6 a game, but I mean, we know Dinwiddie can turn it up at any time. That's why I'm saying, like, people are talking about how he's shooting kind of like career lows, and it's just, I'm not worried about that. It's Spencer Dinwiddie, you know?
Yeah, he'll get it together. I also wanted to mention, too, I don't know if you saw this earlier, but Gabe Vincent is playing tonight with the Pacers. You know, he has basically been taking a back seat. Like, they haven't been using him as, like, much, I guess, as he might have thought. But fans were kind of worried, you know, that he might mess up, like, the team's momentum, you know, just because he wants to be in the rotation.
But true, yeah.
I don't know. Honestly,
I don't really know how he can contribute.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, he hasn't really, you know, I'm pretty sure forgot he was on the team at one point.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully he's been in the gym, man. I'm interested to see what he's going to do tonight. Depending on what he does, I mean, hey, as long as he gives effort, I mean, he can have his chances. But, like, I kind of agree with the masses. I kind of think he might mess up momentum a little bit.
Yeah. He balled out for the Heat last year. I mean, I know I remember watching those NBA finals, and, yeah, he was balling out. But, I mean,
he played his role.
I mean, he had some good nights, though, because there were times where the Heat just needed, especially because Jimmy Butler wasn't stepping up.
Yeah, they needed somebody to just go get a bucket.
And that was just strictly in the finals because, I mean, obviously Jimmy was getting his buckets in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Caleb Martin, too. Yeah, Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent was a big part of, you know, that run.
Caleb Martin, I mean, you mentioned that. I mean, he wasn't really doing his role in the finals either, though. But, I mean, in the conference finals, Caleb Martin was shocking the world because nobody even really knew who he was.
Yep.
So, yeah, I hope they continue to do good. But, yeah, going back to this Lakers roster, we kind of went on a tangent there. But, I mean, yeah, this Lakers roster is amazing. I mean, they're destined to do great things. I mean, it's just they got a limited time frame. They got a limited window with LeBron. So, I mean, each game matters, especially when it comes down to these playoffs. So, hopefully they can just increase their seeding and hopefully they can continue this game, like this 5-game win streak. Because they are playing the Kings tonight. Who? No, they're not playing the Kings tonight. They're only one game behind the Kings, I should say. Yeah. And they're two games behind the Sun.
Yeah, they're about to go face Halliburton at Pacers Arena, too.
Yeah, they're playing the Pacers tonight.
And the
That's
Pacers really
playing.
Rarely lose at home, too. Like, they lose at home, but not really. You know, they're kind of like Boston with that.
Yeah, the Lakers are?
No, Pacers.
Oh, the Pacers?
They, yeah, they don't. I mean, they lose sometimes at home, but, like, they're more likely to win at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, which everybody is, because the Hawks, I mean, the Hawks won two games in a row at home versus the Celtics, which shows how their crowd's stepping up. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, hopefully this Lakers team, because that Pacers roster is tough. I mean, obviously they've kind of been struggling, especially after that in-season tournament. But, I mean, yeah, they're still a tough team to match up with, especially with Tyrese Haliburton.
And Pascal Siakam.
But, anyways, that's going to do it. We'll be right back after this short break.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone, to WVUA 90.7, the Capstones, NBA student section. We're back, and let's talk about the greatest team in all of basketball right now, the Dallas Mavericks. No. I'm just playing. Back to unbiased Zach. Let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks because they're on a 5-game win streak. I mean, come on now. We're now the 6th seed. I think we're only, what are we, like 2 games behind the Pelicans, I believe? I don't know. But anyways, I mean, we're now the 6th seed. We're back in the playoff picture. We're out of the play-in. And one major part of this has been, obviously, Luka and Kyrie. Mm-hmm. They now have the highest combined points per game this season with a combined total of 59.2 points per game.
Man, Kyrie and Luka is y'all's. It's Dallas's LeBron and D-Wade.
Or LeBron and Kyrie, I mean.
Yeah.
Either or. But, yeah, I mean, watching their games and stuff and just even, like, when they're – have you ever seen Kyrie dunk this much, dude?
Not, hey, it's Ramadan, Kyrie, bro. He's got superpowers this month.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just, like, his energy and how he, like
– He's got the power, bro.
I think he's just at a good spot in his life right now. And I don't know what it is, but something in his legs, he just, like – he's happy at Dallas, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. He's happy at Dallas. I mean, Luka's throwing him lobs. He's throwing it down like he was Russell Westbrook in his prime, bro.
Yeah, they're having
Or even
fun.
Russell Westbrook now.
And you haven't heard about Kyrie being in any drama this season, really. And guess what?
No.
Every other season, he's been in some type of controversy, but he's been happy in Dallas, like you just said. So.
And I'm happy for him. Yeah. I mean, I think we got a great team. I think we got something great cooking up in Dallas, honestly. I mean, what are your thoughts on the Dallas Mavericks team, coming from a Lakers fan, a Lakers point of view?
All right, so as a Lakers fan, Dallas is definitely a matchup I'm worried about because – Honestly, it's an even matchup on both sides of the coin because even though you got the very great backcourt with Kyrie and Luka, pretty much everybody else, like, you know, D'Lo, I'm pretty sure can hold Luka to a certain degree. I'm not saying he can guard him because, you know, Luka's still going to get his points and as well as Kyrie. But, you know, if they make an effort to, you know, get a stop. The only thing I'm worried about is Austin Reeves, bro. Austin Reeves is basically whoever offense on him.
Yeah.
You know, have you noticed that? Like, whether it's Luka or Kyrie, whoever is getting guarded by Austin Reeves or just in general, like, ISO. So.
Yeah.
It would literally come down to Anthony Davis's offensive and defensive production. LeBron's, you know, doing LeBron things and Austin Reeves would just have to do his best to hold on.
If we possibly matched up with y'all, the thing I would worry about, because we know Luka and Kyrie are going to get their buckets. We know LeBron and AD are going to get their buckets. But then you got D'Angelo Russell.
I'm worried about Tim Hardaway Jr. too. Man, he has his moments sometimes where he's, like, inconsistent. But in the playoffs, bro, he always turns it up.
He's been inconsistent as of late. He's averaging 15 a game. Hmm. But, like, he's had some great – don't get me wrong. He's had some amazing games this season. It's just like – I'm just worried about D'Angelo Russell because normally Tim Hardaway is our third option as far as, like, scoring-wise.
Yeah.
So, like, D'Lo's been turning up for y'all because he's averaging, like, what, 18 a game, which is not too much compared to Tim Hardaway, but he's been having better games as of late, especially shooting more consistently. Yeah. So, I don't know. I need to see Tim Hardaway Jr. turn it up, especially – when it comes to like these recent trades we had with Daniel Gafford and PJ. And
I think it would come down to Derek Lively too.
Yeah, Derek Lively is
Anthony Davis. Yeah,
yeah.
It would be on Dallas's big men. Like, they would have to literally stop AD. If y'all could shut down AD, y'all got it. You know what I mean? Unless LeBron just decides to, let me charge up and, decides to drop 45.
I think we have a good chance. Because Derek Lively, even though he's a rookie, I mean, he's been, especially on the defensive end, and Daniel Gafford has been an amazing pickup for us. Yeah. Extremely efficient. I mean, a great lob threat, a great pick and roll threat with Luka. Same as it was with, Derek Lively when he was starting and when he's in the game. Mm-hmm. So, and PJ hasn't been too bad for us either, averaging 10 a game.
Bro, PJ has been balling for y'all.
Yeah,
for real, PJ's for real. Like, he's definitely stepped into his role, accepted his role, and he's doing his job for y'all. And that's all you can ask of a player. I will say, for some reason, if we see y'all in a play-in, I would definitely not want to see y'all in a one-game situation. But if it comes to a playoff series,
we would have
I'd
to fall pretty far to get in the play-in.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, I would definitely not want that to be a one-game matchup because, honestly, it could go either way.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't see us clearly winning against y'all. Now, whether we have a playoff series, say we stay in the playoffs, maybe match up against the Pelicans, I don't like that matchup either.
And the Pelicans, man, that's the team that you really don't even, like, you hear about them, but they're, like, the quiet team right now, and I don't know why, you know what I'm saying? Maybe because their market isn't as big as, like, L.A., Dallas, Atlanta, something like that.
Probably, yeah, maybe. But,
man, the Pelicans have been on fire this season.
Oh, my gosh. Herb Jones has been amazing. Zion's obviously he seems like he's starting to be a little bit more healthy now. I mean, he hasn't been.
They said he lost 25 pounds since everybody was making fun of him.
That's probably why, because he's actually working hard and taking care of his body. All that weight on his bones and stuff on his frame. He was weighing like near 300 pounds in a 6'6" frame, which is not. I mean, there's a lot of 7-footers that aren't even 300 pounds.
Yeah. So, but he's just got a naturally big body type. Like, his body's more likely to, store muscle. But if he doesn't do what he needs to do in the kitchen and, work out, like you said, it'll turn into fat like that. So.
And even if he has too much muscle, just jumping around like that, that's a lot of weight on just like his frame.
On his knees,
all that stuff, his ankles. So he just needs to make sure he stays at a good weight. And
He needs to do his yoga too, stretch.
Yeah, needs to do his yoga too.
Eat his Wheaties.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, this Pelicans team is great. They got Trey Murphy, they got Jordan Hawkinson, CJ McCollum.
Ingram. You said Brandon Ingram. Yeah, of course you did.
If B.I. comes back, he's out right now. I don't know if he could possibly.
I'm trying to think of
the reevaluated.
I don't think
they've given him a reevaluation.
Yeah. Nah, he might be done for now.
I don't know. Hopefully he can come back for the playoffs because, I say that because I don't want anybody to really, be out for injury. Like, if I was a Toronto Raptors fan with the Warriors. Got hurt and stuff and won the NBA Finals. Mm. It's cool and all, but it's like, wouldn't it be better if we just...
At their best. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better if we... Like, if I was a Raptors fan then, wouldn't it be better if we beat a fully healthy Warriors team?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At least it would count. Because the internet, for one, as soon as you beat a team, they miss one player. Oh, they didn't have blah, blah, blah. First of all, if they won, you would have been like, and they beat them without said player. So it's a lose-lose either way. That's why you can't.
Yeah, it's always going to – the internet's always going to call you out for whatever they see because, the internet don't miss. They always see – they see everything, man.
Yeah, they're ready to troll.
Yeah. But going back to the Mavericks, I love this Mavericks team. Obviously, as y'all can tell. As a Mavericks fan, unbiased, I love this Mavericks team too. I know Luka and Kyrie can only do so much, especially on the defensive end, which Kyrie has been playing solid defense. Luka, however, I don't even know what he does on the defensive side of the ball. So that is a big concern for me. And, But with the trade deadline and the bigs that we picked up, because we really needed some bigs, obviously it gives Derek Lively a rest coming off the bench and stuff. And now the weight's not all on a rookie's shoulders, so that really helps. But I really need Tim Hardaway Jr. to step it up. But, I mean, as far as that, I mean, Derek Jones Jr. has been amazing. All our guys have been amazing. So, yeah, I just, as long as they keep it up, I think we can make a really deep run into the playoffs, and we could prove a lot of people wrong, especially the people that stereotyped us in the beginning just being an offensive team, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, moving on to a great team as of late, the Clippers. Yeah, they're 8-7 in the month of March. I mean, I think plain and simple, they've been struggling.
Yeah, reporter asked Ty Lue, do y'all have an identity? And he had said, yeah, we're soft.
Dang.
Like, okay, coach, just call out your team. But this is maybe what they need to get that last push, you know, to make it.
Yeah, Ty Lue, I mean, obviously coaching experience with the Cleveland Cavaliers, won a championship with them. But, I mean, yeah, it's been tough on Ty Lue, especially being a coach for this Clippers as of the past few years. I mean, he's seen a lot of stars and come through, and with Paul George and Kawhi, I mean, that's all he's had. And I mean,
well, he had Shea, and then he got traded.
Yeah, but that was before Shea was what Shea is today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Paul George and Kawhi, if they're gonna win in LA, this is the year to do it. They got Harden, Westbrook coming off the bench. They got Terrence Mann, who's been great for them. I mean, yeah. They got a great roster surrounding them. And what I really wanted to highlight, they're 8-7 in the month of March.
Mm.
Despite Kawhi playing a record amount of games, 65, which he hasn't done since the 2016-2017 season. That's back when he played for the Spurs.
Yep.
So Kawhi hasn't even played this amount of games in, like, what? Yeah. That's 8 years.
Yeah,
or nearly 8 years,
with
7 years.
The Raptors.
What is it?
Say he didn't even play that much with the Raptors.
That's pretty
he was
crazy.
Hurt a little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he's averaging 23-6-3 on 52.7% shooting from the field. So he's been playing solid. It's just it hasn't been translating, at least in this month, for the Clippers. So I know when the whole trade things happened with James Harden, I was reluctant on it. I know you and Drew loved it.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it now, Trey? What do you think about this team as of late?
Honestly, they need to stop being so up and down. You know what I mean? At this point, they've already played a certain amount of games with each other to have chemistry under their belt. So they need to stop, you know, being so inconsistent. They need to find their groove. Like, I already said back then that nobody on that team can play with an ego. Like, I don't care who it is, Kawhi, James Harden especially. But PG, you know, nobody. If they can just get back into the flow of, you know, trusting each other, I think what's happening is that a couple start, like, maybe I don't even know. I think PG sometimes throws up shots trying to play hero ball when he can maybe swing it a couple more, you know what I mean, to get a better shot. But at the same time, what star doesn't, you know, shoot a shot? I mean, that's what they get paid to do.
Yeah. I don't like James Harden because I know we saw that video of him joking around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they were up by, like, maybe double figures in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, and we know in our league right now with the NBA – you don't do that stuff, even if you're up 20 in the third, because they have a whole other quarter, because, like, people make runs nowadays. I mean, it's not like used to. I think I heard this. Do you know the new LeBron podcast with J.J. Redick?
Yeah.
I heard that in their new podcast, and they were talking about how people back in the day, when they were in their rookie years, people would clear off their bench when they were up, like, 15 with, like, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And they would clear off their bench, and you can't do that now. Because people can go on a 20-0 run in, like, a second. Or not in a second, actually. But, I mean, it doesn't take long, and they're already back in the game. So, I mean, just pulling stuff off like that, and it's kind of like, okay, I get it, you're happy and stuff like that, and you're just teasing around. But I don't think that directly translates, or it obviously doesn't directly translate to this month. But I don't know. I just feel like it's James Harden. This is probably his best chance to win a ring. And this is going to prove to everybody in the world if he truly, truly wants to
win. I don't
it
even
not.
Know, because if he couldn't win it with KD and Kyrie. Now, granted, Kyrie got hurt, so that probably was the one thing that stopped him that year.
And James was really out of shape.
Yeah.
But he was dealing with injuries, too, in that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like, honestly, that was the time for him to really get his ring. He still definitely has a chance now, but, I mean, Kawhi and PG were kind of, you know, on the older side. You know, they're veterans, so. I mean,
but they're balling
James
out,
Harden's
too.
A veteran, too. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know, man. It's a lot of young guys coming with vengeance, man.
Yeah,
Thunder
there
and
is.
Timberwolves are sitting at the top, and they're the young guys, so.
True.
They're sending a big message.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clippers, man, they just. I don't even know about the Clippers, man. Like I said, you know how I feel about the Clippers. As a Lakers fan, you know, I've already, you know, the Clippers aren't trash. You know, I like them better than the Celtics, but, you know, they're still kind of, yeah, you know.
They're just meh. I don't know. I thought, I mean, they surprised me, especially after that trade. I know they started struggling with James Harden towards the beginning, but then they went on a crazy hot streak, and, I mean, shoot, they made their way up to, like, what, the fourth seed?
You know what it is?
What?
They got to lock in and get serious, man. Like, they got to mentally prepare themselves. Like, no matter what, everything we do is in preparation to playoffs. Like, how we get up and go to practice in the morning, like, it gets that deep. Like, every team honestly needs to get that mentality. Like, everything they do, go as hard as you can doing it because, hey, the work ethic is going to show when the lights are bright. You know, when the lights come on, are you going to show up or are you going to fold under pressure?
I mean, they've been struggling like crazy, but they're still the fourth seed.
And if you're Tatum, you're going to fold under pressure.
We've been talking about that a lot as of late. But, I mean, yeah, this Clippers team has been struggling, but they're still the fourth seed. They used to be tied with the Thunder, Timberwolves, and Nuggets, but now they're 5 games behind because of this streak we've been seeing in the month of March. They're now tied with the New Orleans Pelicans and have one less loss than them. That's why they're the fourth seed. But, yeah, this Clippers team can bounce back. I know they can bounce back. They got veterans. They got leaders. It's just if James Harden's willing to just be like, I get he's happy and stuff, but like you just said, I mean, they got to come with the intention of if we truly want this, I mean, they got to believe in it first, obviously, because they have plenty of talent on their team. Obviously, you know, you got to come with the intention, okay, let's do this, but you got to believe that you can do it in the first place before you even put any action behind it.
Yeah, I also think, too, that the wear and tear might be getting to the stars a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Especially, like, players like Kawhi. Cause like you said, he hasn't played this many games in about 6 years. So,
yeah, it's probably a big deal, especially on his body.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm happy for Kawhi. I'm happy he's able to play this amount of games. But if it doesn't translate to wins, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyways, that's going to do it for this little segment. So, don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everyone, to the NBA student section. Let's dive straight into it. Talk about this Minnesota Timberwolves team. Now they're officially at 50-plus wins, which means, I mean, that's the first time it's ever happened in 20 years. And the last time that did happen was back in 2004 when it was Kevin Garnett's MVP season. Now take with that as you will because I don't think that team was that good. But, I mean, that I think that speaks pretty highly, especially of the season that Anthony Edwards is having and the ability that he – I mean, how much he can progress from this because I know he said in previous interviews that he's not done – I mean, he's nowhere near his prime to his words, you know. And, I mean, if he's telling the truth, I mean, we could be looking at a generational type player. You know, which is great for the league. We need that, especially with LeBron leaving and all these other stars being older. I mean, what do you think about this roster, this Minnesota roster, and Anthony Edwards as a basketball player, I guess?
Oh, you know how I feel about Ant as a player. He's one of my favorite, not the favorite, but one of them.
Yeah, he's a fun guy to watch.
Yeah, I know the league is trying to push, or they were trying to push the Wemby scenario, but at this point, I think Anthony Edwards is like solidifying himself. Like, I think he's just taking it instead of just kind of letting the media figure it out. I think he's going up and taking that spot.
True.
Or at least putting the league on notice, like, hey, I'm coming for it. You know what I mean? So
I think he could be a future league MVP. I mean, now whether he can win a ring or not is if it depends on if he decides to stay with the T-Wolves for the majority of his career, which a lot of people think he won't.
I don't think he can do it with the Timberwolves, at least the current Timberwolves, man. Rudy Gobert is like just clogging the paint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of a waste of space.
He's been playing pretty solid, though, for Rudy Gobert-type standards. 13-12, I mean, that's pretty good for a big man that can only dunk and that airballs layups.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. Like, yeah, they have Cat, but Cat's been, you know, he's up and he's 50 when it comes to shooting. So,
yeah.
With Rudy Gobert, like, clogs up the paint for Anthony Edwards to try to go get a dunk or something like that.
I just don't like the Anthony Edwards-Cat combo. I just don't think... I mean, obviously, they like each other. They have chemistry, but like, I just don't think they play together. I just don't think they complement each other as far as like their play styles, you know?
At this point, I mean, I know Ant's like the point guard, so the ball is going to touch his hands first. But at the same time, I kind of feel like sometimes Cat takes a back seat.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like Cat still thinks he's the number one option. Or he acts like he is sometimes.
Yeah, he might act like it and think like it, but he doesn't play like it, and that's the point. That's where the disconnect is.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know if Cat's a good number two guy, because like, it feels like if Cat's not the number one option, then he doesn't really know what to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He can't really play outside of that number one option. If he's not getting the ball a lot, then, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We've seen it in playoff series, too, how he, like, you know, he'll either get in the post and stuff, and then, like, if he's not able to find a shot, he'll just bang into this dude until he gets a charge. You know, he'll just force something up, go into the defender, and then that's an offensive foul. So it's kind of, I don't know.
But, shoot, I will say for the roster, the small forward, man, what's his name, bro?
Jaden McDaniels?
Nah, not McDaniels, bro. Nas Reed, bro. Nas Reed is a dog for the Timberwolves.
Oh, yeah, Nas Reed's a bucket. I've never slept on – I love Nas Reed. Yeah. I mean, a Jelly Fam member, I mean, you can't say he's not a baller. If you're a member of Jelly Fam, I mean, like, come on. If you're a part of the original, like, then you know you're a bucket. You know what I'm saying? If you originally started the Jelly, I mean, come on now. It's just an iconic layup style. And, I mean, yeah, you know you're a hooper if you're a part of that original group. So, yeah, Nas Reed has been a bucket for him. I mean, outside of that, he's averaging 13 a game, which kind of seems insignificant. But, I mean, this dude at times, we've known him to be able to explode and have these 20-plus games, even 30 sometimes.
That's why you can't always go off of averages, too. Like, you got to actually watch the game, like the full game, too, because even the stars, you'll see them either doing great or messing up. But it'll be the players like that, you know, like, who is Nas Reed? And then he just comes out, you know, sparking it.
Gunning. Yeah. You got to – I mean, teams, like, when you're watching film on the T-Wolves, it's Anthony Edwards, obviously. But they got to make a plan for Nas Reed because he – I mean, he can make or break games, especially for this T-Wolves team. I mean, if Nas Reed somehow, some way – I mean, I don't want him to get injured, knock on wood. But, I mean, if they didn't have Nas Reed for some reason, I mean, this Timberwolves team would they'd be pretty at a devastating loss. And I don't know, because I don't really like them, honestly, as a playoff team. I'll just go ahead and say that. You know, obviously they're doing great in the regular season, but we've seen teams like back when Donovan Mitchell played for the Jazz. I mean, the Jazz were like the number one seed in the West for a couple seasons when Donovan Mitchell played with them, you know? But it didn't matter in the playoffs because they just weren't a playoff team.
No.
I don't know. What do you think about them in a playoff scenario, Trey?
Man, I'm going to have to agree with you. I don't think they'll make a deep run in the playoffs. I was more concerned about what you wrote down here where you said the Nuggets will be without Jamal Murray tonight.
Oh, yeah. Because
thinking about that.
I forgot to talk about that. Yeah, the T-Wolves are playing the Nuggets tonight, and they're only one game behind the Nuggets, which are obviously at the one seed in the West.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could tie the Denver Nuggets right now for the one seed. But, yeah, I mean, the Timberwolves are without Cat right now. They're without Karl Towns, and the Nuggets are without Jamal Murray. I know they're without a few other role players, but they were only averaging, like, I mean, they were just role players, so I just wanted to highlight Jamal Murray and Cat because those are two devastating losses for these teams. But I would like to argue, I mean, for the Nuggets, losing Jamal Murray is more of a loss than losing Cat for the T-Wolves, you know? So I don't know. I think this game could go either way. I think it's going to be highly competitive. I think it's going to come down maybe even to the last shot. We might be seeing a Bama North Carolina-esque game today, hopefully. Great. It was a great game. But yeah. Back to the NBA. I mean, yeah. What do you think about this matchup, especially it happening tonight?
Honestly, I don't think the Denver Nuggets will miss that much. I mean, they'll miss, obviously, some points from Murray. But he's been kind of struggling a little bit. Like, he's been up and down. So I don't think they'll and I kind of think they're used to not having him, you know what I mean, for the remainder, like, most of the season, because he's kind of been dealing with injuries this whole time.
But, I mean, when he gets in that playoff mode, Jamal Murray's, like, top five, sometimes even top three point guard in the league when it comes to those playoffs. I mean, I know you're looking at me like that, bro, but if we remember the last playoffs, Jamal Murray was cooking. Yeah. I mean, I'd be comfortable to say he's a top five point guard in the league.
Come playoff time.
Yeah, come playoff time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Come playoff time. Okay, I was about to say. Yeah.
Not regular season, no. You can't say that. Yeah. He just knows when to turn it up.
It's going to come down to Ant, of course. It's going to come down to Ant. We can't rely on Rudy Gobert. We can't rely on even Naz Reid to give us like 30. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come down to Ant.
Hey, if he drops a bucket, 30. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh, not saying he can't do it. We've seen him do it. But I'm just saying we can't rely on that to beat a team like the Nuggets, because the Nuggets are literally defending champs.
It's just hard to guard the Nuggets, especially they're not healthy right now, saying that Jamal Murray's out. But still, I mean, even without that, they still got Reggie Jackson, which has been – Reggie Jackson has been amazing for them.
Do they have MPJ tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know MPJ going to shoot about 30 shots.
And he's not going to pass. As soon as that hits his hands, bro,
yeah,
that's straight up.
Possession ends when it touches his hands.
I mean, who can – I've seen him in interviews, though. Who can contest him? Dude's like 6'10 at least. 6'10 wing. I mean, who out there on the wing is going to – you know what I'm saying?
Durant. Kawhi. I mean, but not tonight, so.
But when he rises up and maybe he's at the peak of his shot, I mean, it's hard to block that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he shoots it up in the clouds somewhere or something, and that thing is a
it
bucket.
He just gets off the ground with his shot, too. That's another big thing. You know, most, like, some people just have set shots, but he actually has a jump shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When he gets off the ground and he's at the peak of his shot, especially how he's already 6'10", I mean, for a wing, that's just insane.
Right quick, I wanted to mention, this is a side note, but I've noticed this. LeBron didn't play in the two games they just had against the Bucks in their back-to-back matchup. He sat out both games and then turns around to play against the Grizzlies. What do you think about that?
Maybe it's LeBron just making moves in his head like, I don't want the
load management. Yeah, no, that's terrible.
They banned load management, so he must have come up with some excuse.
Yeah, you can always say, oh, my ankle's hurt. That's what he was listed for, his ankle. But, you know, good and well, if he wanted to, you rub some dirt on it, pop an aspirin or an Advil, and then get on the court, bro.
I think it's funny, though, because Gigi Jackson was guarding him. And Gigi Jackson is actually too much younger than Bronny James. And he's in the league right now. And it was funny because he's a big LeBron guy. Because I believe LeBron, as soon as he got in the league, Gigi Jackson was like a couple months old. Oh. Something crazy like that. But anyways, like when he was guarding him and stuff, they were like saying, did LeBron say hi to you or something? I don't know if you saw that. And he's like, nah, all he did was shoot a fadeaway in my face. And after that, that's pretty much it. So I thought that was hilarious. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. LeBron's just He's just picking and choosing. He's choosing his battles.
That's a prime time matchup, though. Imagine the people that, you know, saved up for that game, like, especially just because it's Lakers versus Bucks, and then he just doesn't play in either of them. I can see if you didn't play in one of them and then played in the other, okay, whatever. But both of them, you're going to miss both of them? No, can't happen, especially when that's a potential finals matchup.
Me personally, I've been to games where I'm looking to see, like, you know, the star player. Like, we went to some Nets games back to when Kyrie was there.
Yeah.
And he didn't play for a lot of those games. And then I came, he didn't play. And I'm like, dang. I mean, the only reason I really went to this game is because it was a Hawks versus Nets game. I really mainly went to see Kyrie. It was still a cool game. Obviously, it's an NBA game. I'm grateful.
Yeah, but, it wasn't like you were going to see Jared Allen Jr. So. Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad that, I mean, yeah, I've been in that spot before, so I feel for anybody that saved up their, you know, hard-earned money to go see a player they want to see and them not be there, just be sitting on the sidelines. So. Yeah.
Shoot, I remember one game I saw the Lakers play, but Kobe was injured, but he was on the sideline in his suit, so hey, that's good enough for me, man.
You still got to see Kobe, though, yeah. At least, I don't even think Kyrie was at that game, which was sad. Yep. But I've seen Kyrie play when he played for Boston, so I'm happy to say that I've watched Kyrie Irving play. But anyways, I mean, that's pretty much it for the episode. You got anything else, Trey?
Question. Yeah. I mean, I know this is always this has been an ongoing theme this whole season for us. MVP race, man.
MVP race? All right, we got 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm about to say, who you got? Who's your top three right now?
I mean, people have been saying Jokic, Luka, and then Shea. Shea's actually fallen to three, which I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he's averaging 30 a game, but I just think it's – you can't say he's over Luka because Luka has been averaging 30 a game, 30-plus, and then having nine rebounds.
He's almost averaging a double-double.
Or a triple-double, nearly.
Yeah.
Because he's averaging like 30-something, 9-9, I think.
Mm.
Something crazy like that last time I checked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Luka, I mean, he's putting up some insane numbers right now. I know Jokic only averages like 26 or 25, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think it's closer than people think because people are always like, Jokic is MVP. But especially where the Mavericks team is doing right now, we're literally the sixth seed right now, and we're in the playoff picture. And I mean, Luka has brought this team. I know with the addition to Kyrie, Daniel Gafford, PJ, all of them, but Luka has brought this team a long way, and I think they need to reward that. So,
not gonna lie, I'm gonna still put Shea over Luka.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know that's a hot. I mean, that's not even really a hot take,
because I'm not even trying to be biased right now. Like, I'm honestly like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But like, I just say for the longevity. I mean, Luka has his longevity too, but man, Shea is like a almost guaranteed 30 piece every game,
and he's brought that team a long way too. Credit to him. But
and
Jokic,
I just like their energy too as a team. You know, they're young, they're hungry, they are cool off the court too. Like, I know you see their moments in the interviews, they're all standing around each other, messing with each other, you know, having fun like that. But
yeah,
like I said, I feel like in terms of play though, I feel like Shea, you know, because he has like less help. Okay, I'll put it like they both have help, right? But it's a difference when you have Kyrie next to you helping you bring the ball up or something like that versus Josh Giddey.
Yeah, Josh Giddey has been. I saw certain games where he had like 30 and stuff, and I was like, dang, Josh. Didn't know you could hoop like that.
I mean, but in those games, they would leave him open, though, if you watched it. Like, they want him to shoot. Pretty much the team's game plan is to make Josh Giddey shoot since he's inconsistent from there.
Which is fair.
The more shots they give him, though, the warmer he'll get come playoff time. So, hey, just let it build up. He'll get warm.
True. To answer your question, Jokic is still probably number one. Now, I don't think it's that far away from Luka. I mean, Shea isn't too far away either. But I just think if Luka didn't win MVP this year, I don't know if he could win MVP because he's putting up some insane numbers.
Yeah.
You know,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Feel you.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this NBA student section show. Thank y'all for tuning in. Whoever's listening right now, thank y'all. And yeah, I mean, anything else, Trey?
Nah, until next time, y'all be safe.
Y'all be safe. See y'all. We're out and peace.